nowadays it might be considered moving.
All right, today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin. On the other hand, if the male all of a sudden comes up with moving, then Ein Kofin Oto Lahotzi is not forced to give it yet, because it can't be, we don't normally assume there was Akwad, as we spoke about earlier. But, Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Bamed Dvar Mamur B'Mumim HaKtanim, which is going to be explained later, B'Mumim HaGdolim, Kofin Oto Lahotzi, we would force him to give a get, and Tosfos says that it would appear he would have to give a get, even though he's being Megarish Al Korcha, he would still need to give a ksuva. Yes, then this would be a great deal. Every woman could go ahead and, now we haven't gotten to the point where we know it's a great deal yet. We'll see in a moment. So Rabbi Yehuda, Tani Noldu, and Chiya Bar Rav Tani Hoyu. Now the question is like this. If you read the Mishnah that Aisha Noldu Bo, okay, so then it means Kipshut the way we learned it. However, Chiya Bar Rav has, even if these women were there from before, obviously, even if we know that the woman appeared later, the woman can't say, well, I never got married with an understanding that there would be such woman. So obviously, Koshkin Hayu, where she knew about it, the Kasava Vikibla, she already accepted that these are women that she'll live with. But Mandi Omer Hayu, if you learn that the Mishnah is only saying that woman that was there and that she knew about, but Noldu, then of course it would be a noldu. So then now, Tana, Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Bavet Dvar Mamur B'Mumin Ketanim, Ava B'Mumin Gedolim, Kofin Oto Lahotzi. Now how does that work out according to these two gear sons? So Mishlei Milman Yomer Noldu. Okay, if the mum just appeared now, so then there's a difference between a mum gadol and a mum katan. Because we say that, look, you can't force a guy to be megarish, a woman, on the basis of something that there are people that would be accepting of. It's not such a terrible mum. But if you're telling me, Laman Yomer Hayu, that the point over here is that because she knew about it, so she was mekabelet on herself to get into the marriage, what's Daf Kavina, what type of moment is? Whatever it is she knew about, right? So Mali Gedoli, Malik Tani, Hasav Rabbi Kibla, she knew about it and accepted on herself that she can manage. No, that's no Taina. If it's a Mum Gadol, Kisfurahi, she yachola lekabel, she thought that she could deal with it. She thought it wouldn't be so bad living with a guy who's blind. But it turned out that it was very, very difficult. And now she's coming back. She said, look, I underestimated the strain this was going to cause me. Now, the Bach explains that the following is a new Mishnah. And in the Rif, indeed, it appears as a new Mishnah. And Sambajash can say,
look, the Heilige Mishnah.
The Elohim Mumim Didolim. That's the end of the mission. So, things that are, in fact, going to be a massive impact on the lifestyle, the guy's blind, or he lost a hand, or a foot, well, I mean, that's the illness of it. So, Itma, Rabbah Rabbah Yaakov, this is the Gemara now. Itma, Rabbah Rabbah Yaakov, Amr Rabbah Yaakov, Lokur, Shem and Gamliel, Rama Amr Nachman, Alokhi, Kedir Rechachon. It's the Gemara. What Rabbi Yochanan said, halachic Rav Shimon Gamliel, as if this is a specific case where halachic Rav Shimon Gamliel. I thought Rabbi Yochanan was the one who says, "I'm a rabbi, barbachana Rabbi Yochanan." Bechol makom shishana Rav Shimon Gamliel b'mishtatenu halacha kamoto, except for three cases: chutz miorei v'tzidon v'raya. One of the last case of raya in Sanhedrin, we don't pass it like it. So what's he passing over here, halachic Rav Shimon Gamliel, as if this is like, here's a case that halachic Rav Shimon Gamliel. Halachic always like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amoroi nino ali with the Rabbi Yochanan. Go. Next
mission.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah. Now there are certain women that we will force you to be motzi, because no woman can live with us. Mukashchin, Ubal Polypus, which we're going to explain. Amikameitz, we're going to explain. Amitzaref Nechoshes, we're going to explain. Bursi is a leather maker, and these people smell. So Ben Shayu Achelonisu, Ben Mishanisu, Noldu, whether they were there from before, whether they were Noilat afterwards. Alkulon Amar Rabbi Meir, Afabishit Naim, Ayacholi Yishitamer, Shetomar Svarai, Kishan Yechol Alakabel, Vakshav Eni Yechol Alakabel. In all of these cases, according to Rabbi Meir, even if there was a befairish acceptance of the situation, and it was there from before, she can come around and say, I just can't stand it. That look, it's too bad. If she knows about it, knew about it, and this is something that she was makabel on herself, The only one that we will force to be motzi is a mukashrin. Mipnei shemamakato. A mukashrin is now, a mukashrin is someone whose flesh is actually being eaten away and who ends up losing his limbs. So over there, intercourse is not a very good idea. He might lose one of his other limbs. That would not be a very good one, you know. We don't need to amputate, sir. It's going to fall off anyway. So that's not a very good thing for her. Ma'aseh b'tzidon b'bursi echad shemeit. V'ayelo ach bursi. Now there's a ma'aseh where there was a family of bursi. So she...
which is on the foundation stone, not a man. Well, they haven't been there yet, but at least it's on the man.
So the brother died, and he left a brother, he died without children, he left a brother who was also a bursi. So you might think that she's already used to the smell of a bursi. So she cannot taina that she doesn't want yibum. Amru chachamim yecholai shetomar la'achicha hayiti yechola lekabel, ulecha eini yechola lekabel. So that there is a relationship to the balance between the individual and what it is that she's gotten used to. In other words, it's not simply that we can say tough. So we can say tough for yibum also. This is something you are in mekabelat on yourself. It's a balance of the individual and her feelings for the individual that she was mekabelat, obviously. Not simply that I'll learn not to worry about the smell of the bursa. Okay, let's go through the cases. My baal polypus. Now, obviously a polypus is a polyp. A polyp, however, is generally infected and it creates some awful smells. So what is it referring to? It's a person that has a bad smell coming, not halitosis, it's coming already from his lungs, it comes out of his nose. Rav Asi matni ipcha. Rav Asi actually says, no, it was the opposite. It was Shmuel who said that it was Reach HaPeh. And he made certain that it would remember who said which by putting a simen in it. That he said, Shmuel lo posik pume mikulei pirkin. Shmuel didn't stop reviewing this on Rashi, and he constantly was saying over this paragraph. Some of the Mefarshim don't like that pshat in Rashi. And in fact, there's a beautiful, I forgot who says this, beautiful other pshat. It's a Tosfos HaRosh. This is amazing, John. Says, if you look in this parak, you will see that on every single Mishnah, there's a Maamar of Shmuel. And he goes through them. The Bible says, Lo Pasek Pume was talking this whole parak, every single Mishnah. He had something to say. That was the simon that he was the talking, which is a mouth. So the mouth must mean he was the one that was saying Reach HaPeh. In this parak, Shmuel appears on every single Mishnah. What is a mikabetz? Omer of Yudazeh ha-mikabetz tzo'at klavim. Somebody who collects dog droppings, which do not smell very good. Now, Rashi says, I don't know what the heck you would use this for. Which is very weird, because Rashi all over talks about the use of tzo'at klavim for leather. For leather work. But it's obvious why he says, I don't know what you would use this for, because the cases in the Mishnah Bursi are already talking about them. It's the same smell. So why would it must be for some other purpose? So he writes, and I heard that in Germany they actually use tzo'at klavim as a detergent, so that apparently there's ingredients, there's phosphates, whatever, that are usable to get the clothes, and obviously you wash the clothes afterwards, but to get out stains. So what a nice stain remover. Oh. In any event, so this is a mekamet tzo'at klavim. Meitvei. Mekamet ze bursi. But it says a mekamet is a bursi. Excuse me? What, you're asking on me? It says Rav Yehuda. Ask on the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the time, Echtik Shul Chamatz Nisim. Ha mekamet va mitzarek nechorshes va bursi. So I'm going to bursi, be now a mekamet. No, that's about me. That's just no kash. Because in reading the Mishnah, I would say, okay, there's two types of bursis. The bursi gadol, and there's a bursi katan. But, I mean, according to Rav Yehuda, who's claiming that this is for another purpose, so then what's the point? Rav Yehuda Tekasha. No, Rav Yehuda says, I agree, there is such a brightness, but it happens to be Machlokas Tanoim. To tell you, Mekamet Zeburzi, V'yesh Omim Zemekamet Tzorat Klavim.
But if it's used in the leather industry, so we can understand where the Machlokas is coming from, right?
Yeah, exactly. V'mitzarif Nechoshas V'aburzi, my mitzar, I mean, the truth is that Tosfos asks, why don't we simply say, and we're saying Mekamet Tzorat Klavim, that is a reference to the Bursi Kata, which is what, my mitzaref nechoshet. What exactly is the mitzaref nechoshet? Rav Asher mechashli duty. It's someone who is working with the metal of nechoshet to make pipes or pots or samovars out of them. And this basically blackens them. Always black from dealing with nechoshet. It has a weird smell. never get it off. You know, never get cooling from it. And it's something that a woman wouldn't be able to take. Rabbi Bar Chanan Amar, Zeh Mechatech Nechoshet Mikro, it's a minor of a Nechoshet, who is exposed all the time to the smell of the raw Nechoshet. Tani Kabasa, the Rabbi Bar Chanan, Ezeo Mitzarev, Zeh Mechatech Nechoshet Mikro. Omer Rab, Omer Eni Zan, Ve'eni Mefarnes, Yotzi V'yitein Ketuvan. We spoke about this a lot earlier, that at that point we don't give him any time, he wants to cut out his ability to be Mefarnes, which means begotten, right, and other needs, and Mizaynes, he has to give a ksuva on the spot. Sure, but Lazar goes now, it says over the Maimer of Rav, Omra the Shemite, Kameh the Shemuel. So he says it to Shemuel. Omra the Shemuel says, do me a favor, can you bring out some horse food for Lazar, because he's obviously a horse. Aksua Sare la Lazar, so okay, force him to eat some horse feed over here, some barley. What kind of ridiculous thing is that? And how could Rav have said that? It's nonsense. Achikofino tolo tzua. You're going to force the guy to give a get? Force him to pay. I understand. We're using the power of the court. So the power of the court, take money from his bank account and give it to the woman. Force him to be motzi. It's crazy.
Aksua?
Aksua is a lotion of koses. Koses is the word that we used for unnatural munching, not normal eating. All right, so when you're eating like a raw chita, you say koses.
And if it was a base, aksua?
No, that would be bad news, right?
No,
that would be mamish. Right. Put him on a horse. Yeah, yeah, but it would be a lot more vicious. Okay. So, what would be the explanation of Rav? Rav, you saw earlier. There's never a way around these things. The guy will always. It's like in divorce cases. We'll get the court to agree to such and such, and then you do something else, which now you have to go back to court again. And every Monday and Thursday, it's going to be a new issue. So today, he'll figure out a new way in which he can mess up his wife. But it's not possible. So the guy is in a matzah. He's trying to cut his wife out to say force him to pay up is ridiculous. You can't expect her to live with that.
Amen.
Kisolik Rabbi Zera, Ashkechel Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefet, Yosef, the Karmar Law, Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zera found Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefet repeating this same Ma'amar, that Kofin at Olotzi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan. He said, oh my God, you should know that Aldo Yaksua Sarin Lalazar Bapavel, back in Bovo, for saying this over, they were feeding Rabbi Lazar horse feed. Better watch out. This is also a case where since we have Rabbi Yochanan and Rav together against Shmuel, according to many, we paskin like the horse feeder. Right? Because I mean, they both ended up saying the same thing. There's also some who learned that there was a different type of kviya that they were referring to. One was, we'll see later on, Safkamina, kviya b'milim, which according to Tosis usually means actually with charamim and so on, or kviya b'shotim. Force him, we'll tie him up and we'll beat him until he actually does it. And Shmuel thought we were referring to the latter, he was referring to the earlier, but that's already machlokas, whether there was really a difference in what had been said, which is why he attacked Rabbi Lazar instead of attacking Rav. And he was killing the messenger over here, right? Omer Avir Amar Vasi, Ein Ma'asin Elalipsuvot. As far as Bezdin, forcing a guy to give a get, the only way that we'll force a guy to give a get is if the marriage was of a woman who is Asura. For instance, an almana l'koin gadol, grusha v'chalutz l'koin et yod, mamzer v'natina l'Yisrael, bat Yisrael v'natina l'mamzer. So those cases where there's an actual iser that's involved, so there we force you to give a get. But nasa isha v'shahai ma'eser shanim v'lo yalda. But say a case then where you were mechuyev to get rid of this woman because you needed to marry someone who was fertile and you're not having any children, and over there, as long as you remain married to her, nobody's going to want to marry you. They don't want to have another wife. I mean, so we know that it's not going to happen. So there, even though you should divorce her, you won't be kofin, ain't kofin oto. Whereas Rav Tachlif, Bar Avimi, Amar Shmuel, Afilu, Natsai, Shav, Shav, Asa, Shonim, V'lo Yalda, kofin oto. So now we have a machlokas whether we're kofin only on Asurais, which is one way of Shmuel's learning, and whether we're kaifin even on cases where the woman is not asura, but the situation is such that in order to be bekayim the mitzvah, should be megarsha. It's not. So let's take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah just said,
if it's her fault.
Well, you know, if it's not a mazel with her that they can have children. I mean, obviously we know clearly that it's his problem, and there'd be no point. It's not. Elo shekofino tolotzi. Our Mishnah doesn't list any of this. I mean, the Mishnah is a mukachrin, ba polipusme. So basically, in the Rav Asi, I can understand, according to Rav Asi, who says that Aliba the Shmuel were not, before Shmuel reacted, that Ein Ma'asin Ela Psula, so how come it says over here these other cases? They're two separate sets. One is a set of Isurin D'Oraisa, and one is a set of difficulty to be Mekabel, which are Dinim D'Rabbanan, which over there we're not listing over here the D'Oraisa. So D'Rabbanan Ketani, D'Oraisa Lo Ketani. But according to Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi, where the din of Nasa Isha Vashayim or Esther Shanim is also a Durabbanan, because when you're Isaac, it's certainly the Micaiah period of Arivia, by taking another wife, or they have to divorce this wife. It's just that the Durabbanan said, look, you're not going to get another wife as long as you're married to this wife. Let's try to be realistic over here. And therefore, we'll force you to give a get. So according to him, this should be one of the cases that's listed in the women that, in the marriages that we'd force to get it. So, listening Nasa Isha Vashayim or Esther Shanim Velo Yaldako Finato, Amram Nachman Okasha. When it comes to the stid of year of the Esher Shanim, we won't force a get in the sense of ma'asim, meaning that we'll tie you up on a rack and you're going to give that get no matter what. It means that we will use words and pain in words. Well, maybe that means haramim, and maybe it just means that we'll be mafarsim, like the issues that we had earlier. Maskif lo Rav Abba, you think Shlomo HaMelech wasn't smart enough when he said, Bidvarim lo yivaser eved? That's what he said initially. Words don't make any difference. You're talking about an Eved. And an Eved, that's the HR. He's not going to be responsive to words. That's a beautiful process. It says, Ki Yavin Ve'im Ma'aneh. Oh, he'll understand what you're saying, all right. But there ain't nobody home. He's not going to answer. There's no response. If Ve'im Ma'aneh, there's no response. He'll understand. But you're going to keep explaining it. Thank you. So I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. No, I hear what you're saying. So okay, so therefore, what kind of meaning is that? It's not kofin. What kind of kofin is that? Ela amar Rabbi Abba. So we're left with our kasha. If that's the case, it means we're going to actually have to be kofin. So why don't we include, according now to Rav Tachlifa Bar Avinei Amar Shmuel, why don't we have now the case of period of Arivia listed? Ela amar Rabbi Abba. Ava b'shoti. Awesome. Ki amra avina ba'adei shakirla. They're not the same, they're not members of the same set, for another reason. Because in the case of the Mishnah, if the woman says, I don't mind the fact that he's a Baal Polypus. So fine, if you don't mind, we're not going to force him to give a get. But over here, what you're saying, I don't mind. What's that to do with you minding or not minding? He has to be Mekayim's Mitzvah period of Arivia. So therefore, it's not in the set of forcing Lamrot, the woman's position on it. So that has to be a separate set, so the Mishnah doesn't discuss that. So Ahatar Kiyam Ravina Ba'adei Shafkinamah. Hey, wait a minute now, that's not true. Because the set in the Mishnah includes Mukashrin. And the din in Mukashrin is that even if she will say, I don't mind staying with him, will say, well, it has nothing to do with you. This is dangerous for him. Right? Because intercourse is bad for him. So therefore we'll force him now to give a get. So over there, Apagav de Omra Avinabade Lo Shaftinallah. So Mukashkin, therefore, would only have been listed because it's, despite the fact that it's a member of a different set, this is apparently not the set of all cases in which a woman who demands a get will be getting the get, but rather this is a set of all cases where we will use Shotim to get a get in certain cases where she wants, in other cases even if she doesn't want. So how do you explain that? So why did we leave out this case? This too is a case where we'll give a get. Even though she's saying, I want to stay with him. Apparently there's no reason not to listen. But Hasan Kiyana Diana Bade Bisade Shafkinama. Suppose in the case, it's not really true, it's still a member of the first set. Because if she says, let me continue to live with my husband, and you can, we can have witnesses that I'll never sleep with him. So I won't damage him. So they're not going to force a divorce. As long as there's other people that are constantly there with her to make sure that they don't have intercourse, there's no problem, right? So we'll let her. Mashenkin over here, when it comes to his period of Arivia, so therefore they are truly not members of the same set. Tanya Amr Yossi, Sachin Zakin Achad Miachay Yerushalayim, Esrim V'arba Amukishchine, is 24 different illnesses that are included under the general rubric Mukishchine, because in all of them, the chiyus of the Evarim is affected, but they're affected for different medical reasons. We call all of them Mukishchine. And all of them, the kulon amru chachomim tashmish kashelahem, which is why the Mishnah doesn't have to list what type of mukashrin. Because what's important is, I mean, it could be diabetes where there's a problem of circulation, and so that you can lose a foot because it doesn't get enough blood, and so on and so forth. So whatever it is, that could all come under the concept of mukashrin. But all of them, since they're all problematic in cases of intercourse, we included in the same Mishnah. So, the worst of all of them is Baalei Ra'atan. Baalei Ra'atan is affected with a parasite in the brain. And over there, Mimai Ave, how does that happen? The Tani Hikiz Dam Vishimei Shamele Bonim Vitikin. Hikiz Shneyem Vishim Shamele Bonim Baalei Ra'atan. So it depends on what state the parents were in at the time of the conception of the child. So at the time of intercourse, if one of them had been made his dams, then the children are weak. If the both of them make his dam, then the children are open to getting this disease. On Rapopolo, I'm a little Lotai Midi. This is only, of course, if they hadn't had anything to eat. They were very weak. A Lotai Midi, less Lampa. My Simone, how can you tell when a person has this disease? Dalfan Ene, Daive Nechire, Vatai Mire Mipume. First of all, his eyes are constantly watering. His nose is always running. His saliva is always coming out of his mouth. And Ramu Didve Ilui, he's surrounded by flies all the time. Umaya Sute, what could we possibly do for this guy? Omar Abaya, well, you got to bring the following ingredients. You bring pila, which is a type of plant, and you bring ludna. So another time, the loas of Rashi, assuming that we accept his kratma, we have this as yoezer, and the other case is laana. What is it? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, no, it's a... I mean, I don't know what those things are either, except that they're more familiar to me than the words Rashi is using. Unfortunately, I'm not a Bokian. I wish I were. And the Girda the Aguza?
Mint. It's mint.
A type of mint, yeah. And Girda the Aguza, where you have now the shells of nut. And Girda the Ashpa, where you have you work with skin, so you scrape them, the scrapings that come from skins before they're worked on. And Kalil Malka, you have to also bring some chametzelet, Rashi says. How do you say chametzelet in English?
Lily.
A type of lily. Yeah, it's a big machlokas whether it's a lily. That's how they generally translate in the Bible translations. Chametzelet ha-shalom. They call lily a lily. And metachla, the dikla sumka, you also have to bring around the young dates. There's a very thin skin, which is like a reddish-orange skin that you've all seen. Mm-hmm. And you put these together and you boil them up. You have to bring this guy into a completely sterile environment in which there's no air coming in from the outside. Either this is a sealed room that is sealed with marble, so it's completely like stone. We don't have that type of environment. You can take him also into a house that is built with a wall that is 7 bricks and a half thick. So Shiva Livni and an Ariha. And then Natale Tlat Meakasi al Rasha, you pour 300 cups of this mixture on his head. Had the Rafyar ita the muche. Now this actually softens the skin and the underlying bone of the skull. And then you cut open his skull, the Karla Muche. And this yeah, no, it's not really, because this parasite is pressing on the brain. It's not in the brain.
So it's a fluid.
Apparently on top of the brain. Umaisei arba tarfei da'as. Now you bring 4 little tiny leaves of hadas. Umadai kol chat kara. You put under each leg of this worm. Obviously not a worm, but it has legs. And musiv chad. And so what you do is you put one under as he walks, but then put it on the other one. And you then take a pair of pliers and you then pull him out. But you have to get sharper with safta. The reason you have to do this is because if you wouldn't have the hadas under it, then it could tear the cranial membrane, mm-hmm. resisting coming out. And then you have to burn it. Call it lady. Lo, hadar ibuye. If not, it'll constantly try to get back at him. I actually read horrific mycin. This was in the John Hopkins Journal of Medicine, which actually Chanalea used to have in her house. So they would send out a journal 4 times a year. In which a doctor had been sued for the person claimed that he had mistreated an ear infection that had developed into a brain infection and killed a patient, and so they had to prove to the court what had really happened, and it turned out that there was a worm in the brain that was not associated at all. But how they proved it was it was an amazing case, it was a horrifying case, but. apparently what happened is at the time, the pathologist had reported that there was a very strange smell, like a sewer smell, when they had opened the brain. Mm-hmm. And that, so they used that to prove that what must have happened is that a worm that was infecting the stomach had made its way up into the brain. And that's what, yeah, it's like, oh, it was horrifying. But I mean, these kind of crazy things happen.
But they have now evidence. There was a new one from 7,000 years ago.
Yeah, that's all. They always did brain surgery. It's trephination. It's not real brain surgery. It's called trephination. They used to do that to it. They had this whole thing about that. They let out spirits to the top. Who knows? You know, it's like, so very often the patient survived if they wouldn't, you know. But you see the patient survived because the skull was closed. Obviously, there had been brain growth afterwards. So anyway, this thing was of a contagious nature, where the flies would actually carry the eggs of this parasite around. So Rabbi Zera lo hava yasid bezika. Rabbi Zera would not stand anywhere near where the wind could be in the direction. Did I skip something?
Second line, third, fourth word. Second line.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Makris, Rabbi Yochanan, Yizarun, Yizvuvei, Shabalei Ratan. Rabbi Yochanan also wishes to announce, be very careful because the flies can carry the eggs of this parasite. Rabbi Zera wouldn't even sit on the Yasub Zike, where the wind was blowing in the direction from a Balei Ra's son. He wouldn't sit anywhere near there. Rabbi Elazar, Lo Ayo, the Alei, Rabbi Elazar wouldn't be that mark, but he wouldn't go into the same room with such a person. Rabami and Rabasilo, the Akumi, they wouldn't eat an egg that had passed through the same mavui where a Baal Ratan, in case there was something that had fallen on the egg. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he used to make these guys his friends, and he would learn, Nifrachu, Basik B'Teira, and he said, look, it says about the Torah, Ayelet Ahavim, V'yalat Chain, Im Chain Ma'al Alam De'agunilu Mikanav, what do you think, that Torah is not enough for the protection from these kind of things? Ki Havi Shachiv, so because of this course, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when he was dying, so the Malach HaMavis was given instructions. I remember the Malach HaMavis, Zil Avid Leira Usa. Look, you can't just go and take this guy's soul. You got to work it out with him. Anything that he wants, you got to give him. So also it was Chazile. So the Malach HaMavis comes to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and says, look, it's about that time, you know. Omarle, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says to him, Achli Duftoi. Well, I want to see where I'm going. You got to show me my place in Gan Eden. So the Malach HaMavis figured he wants to see his place in Gan Eden, so he shouldn't feel so bad about dying. So he says to them, okay, why not? Omar Levi said then, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, yeah, but if you think I'm coming with you, one of these skeleton kind of guys carrying around that knife, you got to be out of your mind. Havli Sakim, give me that knife. They say, yeah, I'll get a heart attack just from fear, you know? Because Dilma Vavatali, he might scare the heck out of me. I'll die from the fear. Yavinele, okay, so he was told to do whatever he was told, you know? So Kimatala Hata. And they get over here to the wall around Gan Eden, and so the Malach HaMavis gives him a little lift, so he can look over and see exactly where. Gives him a boost. And what does he do? He's a shofar. He jumps and he falls on the other side. So no fellow in Gisa.
With the knife.
Nakte Bekana, the gleam of the Malach HaMavis is holding on to like a little piece of his coat. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, well, I swear I didn't leave it or leave it. So now, he can't take him against the Shvur. Then what's he going to do? So they brought the Shailat HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Did he swear that he would what?
I'm not getting out of here. I'm not here.
I'm here, but I'm
not leaving. I'm a Chai Lagan Eid. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this, okay. If he was very makbid on a Shvur during his lifetime on earth, so that we can't go against the Shvua. But if he ever was shayal on a Shvua, so maybe the Shvua was like a half thing, but he would say a Shvua that he doesn't really mean because we found a Pesach. See, each of our Shvua, so bring him back and let him die. But if not, there's no way to take him out. So Omar Lay, meanwhile, the Baal Chamav says, okay, but give me back my knife. Can't let you run around loose. Get out of here. So Nafka Basco comes out and says, enough of it. Give him back his knife. To meet Vala Briyasa. We need the Malach HaMavis to do his job over here in the world. That's all we need is a world in which people don't die. Anyway, Machriz Elio, comes Elio, Anovi comes, and he's saying, Panumakam Labarlivoy, Panumakam Labarlivoy. All right, so he wants all the Tamir HaChoyim to know that Barlivoy is coming. He's got a big name. And make a place for him, the yeshiva, and so on. So, Ozel Ashkel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
Oh,
So he finds over here, Rav Shimon bar Yochai is in the Beis Hamidrash, he's Yosef Atlat and straight after his pieces on this beautiful cushions. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, you're the famous barley boy? Not the barley boy? He says, nah, yeah, that's me. Let me ask you something. Nirata keshet b'yamecha. Were there rainbows in your days? So he says, hey, you sure we had rainbows? In Keniata Balavoy. It's garbage for that. Exaggerated reputation you had. The tzaddik is supposed to be making all day right. What do you need a keshet for? That I can probably remember the bris. If you were really what they say about Balavoy, there would never have been a keshet. Actually, Velogi, there was no keshet during the entire lifetime of Yeshua ben Levi. But he lied. Because so I don't want to be matzik teva to myself to say that I was made, and so I told him there was a keshet, you know.
Why is it called barley boy?
Levi, son of Levi. Anyway, but Chanina bar Papa was his best friend. You know, he thought this was a pretty good deal. So when Chanina bar Papa was dying, so they did the same thing. The Malachi Mavis was told zil ovid le'reyusa. So he comes to him, he says, you know, it's time for you to die. He says, no way, I need 30 days to go over all of my learning. I need time to chazer. Okay, so he let him 30 days to chazer his learning. After 30 days, he comes back. Omar Lezer says, I want to see my place in Gan Eden. Okay, I need that knife. Once burned. I had enough tzaras before. Omale said, listen here. I can save the Torah because he committed a sibid lokyamtia. You bring the sefer Torah, you see, is there something in here that I wasn't Mekayim? So, why, how come I'm not being treated with the same respect of Bali boy? Or Malay, what? You have the, his darga, that he had the Torah being naked on him, and he was Makar of these Balei Ra'atan. You don't have that darga. Nonetheless, when he died, there was a Chanina bar Papa died, so an Amud Ha'ish was mafsik around his mita, and nobody could get near it. Such a thing happens to one person generation, two person people generation. So Korav Lagabe Rav Alexandri crept close to the Amud Ha'ish, and he says, "Asei b'shvil kveit chachomim." You know, this is we're not going to be able to deal with you. We're not going to be able to say aspein about it. I mean, it's not, you know, lo ashkar. Asei b'shvil kveit avicha, lo ashkar.
Turn off the fire?
Yeah. Asei b'shvil kveit atzmecha. Okay, stop. We'll say good aspein. All right, we'll say good aspein. Omer Abaye, you know what that was there for, that Amud Ha'ish? La'afuke miman delokiyin. That was to show the difference between him, who was Bekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, and all the other people out here that couldn't say they were Bekayim every single Eis in the Torah. Oh no, says Rav Adam Amasin, I'll tell you what that Amud Ha'ish was. That Amud Ha'ish was to keep him away from you. You're the guy who doesn't have a mark on your roof. Obviously he doesn't want a guy like you coming close. Below he chas v'shalim. Havi, actually, there was a makah, obviously, on Abaya's roof. However, at that moment that he had died, there was a big wind that had blown down the makah. So meanwhile, Abaya was walking around without a makah on his roof. This is the first he heard about it. But this is a good way to let him know. You know, Amud Ha'ish has to separate between a man who keeps Kol HaTorah Kula and a man who's sitting around here at Abaya when he's got a lasasim domim b'vetzecha. And Aishaitu, the Shadizika. How can we never see this illness in Bavel? First of all, they eat borscht around here. I mean, nobody. If you eat borscht and you drink beer, I mean, you think you're going to get any kind of disease? That's it. So, shoting sheikha shal hizmin, I drink malt beer. Because ochlin terodim, shoting sheikha, v'rochatzin b'mei prat. Ashen alach, hamadirat ishtal. What's the meaning of Talmud Biyodai? Yehuda is asking. It's a very interesting marshal. Marshal learned that Talmud Biyodai means literally your personal Talmud, your chidushin, Biyodai are in your hands because you wrote them up. There's an interesting Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim
says that the Nechamim are Reshmin, that's what they call Sefer, because they're Reshmin.
Exactly. He brings you. So that's why we call them Sofrim. because everything that they come up with, or the sugyas that they learn, like when they make a sikkum, and they, which is recommended for everybody, and that's the pshat amud v'yana. So that he wanted to go over his notes, basically. But others learn mamish the sefer chassidim. That says there's a son. There's the sefer Eitz Chaim, but this is on the notes. So anyway, he writes over there like why he wrote everything. The sefer chassidim says that people that are giving Torah and that don't write it up, it's sort of a guess.
Really?
Yeah, because they're only given that Torah in order to give it over to others. So there is. If they don't write it up, so then it's like they stole it. Well, oh, the Torah was given just for you. So this is, that's the Indian. It should be that one of the other. Some other Indian. That's interesting.
Much
about
this. Everybody has a specific payback.
It's Talmud.